Listen to it fizz.
First aid for relief from headache, Alka-Seltzer.
From acid indigestion, Alka-Seltzer.
From cold discomfort, Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer presents the Quiz Kids. And the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Thank you, Bob Murphy. Hello, everyone. Well, I hope you're ready to have some fun, because that's what we're all set for. Sports is the theme of today's Alka-Seltzer question session. And here in class, we have a famous former All-American football star. We have the star center fielder of a big league baseball team, a star center from a famous college basketball squad, and a national tennis champion. Now, we'll hear from these sports experts later on. Right now, kids, let's have roll call. First, we have Patrick.
I'm Patrick Lon Conlon. I'm 13 years old, and I'm a freshman at Calumet High School in Chicago.
Next, we have Sally Ann.
I'm Sally Ann Wilhelm. I'm 12 years old. I'm in the 7th grade at Central Junior High School in Elkhart, Indiana.
Joel.
I'm Joel Coverman. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a junior at Roosevelt High School.
Frankie?
I'm Frankie van der Ploegen. You know, Mr. Kelly, I made a mistake last night on last Sunday on my age. I'm not age 7. I'm age 6. I'm Frankie van der Ploeg. I'm 6 years old, and I go to the Mount Vernon School, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you straightened me out on that, Frankie. You know, after all, the chief quizzer can make a mistake, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, folks, we have a brand new quiz kid, Howard.
I am Howard Klein, 13 years old and a freshman at U High.
All right, fine. Kids, now here's our first question from George Hill of Seattle, Washington. The name of what college football player does this song suggest? All right, no hands up as yet. Kids are thinking real hard, though. Howard, let's have that again, just a little of it. Oh, my. Well, that's a mighty sweet tune, and no hands up, Howard.
Well, I believe there's a collegiate football player by the name of Sugar. I don't know from what college he's from, though.
And so, well, you gave me the answer, but you didn't give me the name of the tune. The answer is Leo Sugar, and end on Purdue's team. And the name of the selection is My Sugar Is So Refined. Well, we were partly right on that. However, that is a miss. And that means that George Hill of Seattle, Washington will get his choice between a large console Zenith radio phonograph combination or a fine Zenith television set for stumping you kids on the very first one. Here's question number two. Mrs. Mae Wilson of New York sends in a question about sports in literature. What fictional stories might contribute contestants for the following games or sports? The first one is bowling. Pat.
Well, that might be the story of Rip Van Winkle.
Rip Van Winkle, that's the boy. That's right, Patty. How about croquet? Frankie.
Well, that would be in Alice in Wonderland, and Mr. Kelly, you know, that's kind of a funny croquet game because they use hedgehogs for balls and flamingos for mallets.
That's just the way they played it. Now, how do you like that? Frankie's really a cute little fella. His hand went up so quick there that he almost knocked his mortarboard off. All right, fine. Well, here's the third part, archery. And Frankie's hand goes up again. All right, Frankie.
Well, that would be William Tell because he shot an apple off of his little boy's head, and then Robin Hood men would be good archers, too, because they used arrows for hunting all the time.
Well, I should say so. Well, what do you know about that? Now, Frankie, we're going down here. Oh, that's very, very good. I'm proud of you, Frankie. You know, friends, every Sunday, our sponsor, the makers of Alka-Seltzer, awards Zenith transoceanic portable radios, Zenith television sets, and Zenith radio phonograph combinations. If the question you send in is used on our radio program and answered correctly, The Alka-Seltzer Award is a fine Zenith transoceanic portable radio. On the other hand, let's try this next question and see what happens. Mrs. Sally Connors of Boston, Massachusetts, points out that many of the heroes in college and professional sports have names difficult to pronounce, and she wants you quiz kids to spell these difficult names. First, Rykovich. Howard.
I think it's R-Y-K-O-V-I-C-H.
That's right, Howard. Good boy. How about this next one? Shane Deanst. Howard again.
S-E-H-O-E-N-D-I-E-N-S-T.
D-I-E-N-S-T. That's correct. Good boy. Nice going. Uh-huh. And position does he play?
He plays second base for the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right. Uh-huh. Okay, well, Mrs. Sally Connors of Boston gets the dandy Zenith transoceanic portable that gives worldwide reception no matter where you are. Now, if that had been a miss, she would have had a choice between a Zenith television set and a large console Zenith radio phonograph combination. Say, that television set is the Zenith Buchanan, and it has everything. A new super range chassis to ensure the ultimate in performance. The sensational built-in picture magnet aerial, single knob automatic tuning, and the glare band black tube for clearer pictures. The large console radio phonograph plays all types of records and has AM and FM radio. Now, if you would like to win one of these fine Zeniths, send in a question for our radio program and address your questions to Quiz Kids, Box Y, Chicago 77, Illinois. Well, let's see now what our next question. Oh, say, according to Mrs. Doris Ross of New York, a football game isn't a football game without some good peppy cheer music, kids. And this next question will be a test to see how well each of you children could spur on a certain football team with its school song. I'm going to hand out kazoos to you children, and you are to each hum a school song and see if the other children can identify it. All right? Who's ready to start this off? Now, who'd like to start off here? Joel? I'm not laughing at you, Joel. I'm laughing with you. Patrick?
Well, we're from Iowa. That'd be Iowa's song.
The Iowa corn song. All right, fine. Now then, who's next? Who would like to be the next one? Sally Ann? Wait a minute, honey. Turn the... You're blowing in the wrong end. That's it. All right. Howard?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, that's right. Now, who's next here? Patrick? Sally Ann?
That's Illinois loyalty song.
That's right. That's a girl. Now then, Frankie, how about you? Beep, 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 beep. Joel?
That's the Georgia Tech song.
That's right. And Howard, how about you now? Have you got the wrong end there, Howard?
Yes.
Huh? No, no, you're all right. I couldn't see it was hidden behind the microphone. Go ahead. Yeah, don't put your finger in the top. That is not a key. Pat?
Well, that's Hail to the Victors for Michigan.
That's a boy, that's right. And now we have our own cheerleader for this question. All right, Robert Murphy.
All right, Joe. Say, folks, do you sometimes have the upset of acid indigestion? Now, of course, I don't know what you take for relief when this happens, but I would like to suggest Alka-Seltzer. You can buy Alka-Seltzer, you know, on the no-risk guarantee of your money back if you're not pleased with it. And the way Alka-Seltzer can please you is to give you the relief you want. Yes, first aid for relief of acid indigestion is Alka-Seltzer. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. Notice what a clean, fresh taste it leaves in the mouth, and what a comfortable feeling in the stomach. And remember this, When late hours and late refreshments threaten to result in acid indigestion later on, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Alka-Seltzer can relieve an acid-upset stomach quickly and effectively, and as a result, you'll sleep better and you'll wake up feeling better the next morning. So get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist.
Yes, friends, remember, where there's Alka-Seltzer, there's a way to fast relief from acid indigestion. And now, quiz kids, we really get down to the heart of our all-sports program. For here in our classroom, I have four nationally known figures in the world of sports to ask you their own questions in person. Yes, sir, here's a regular battery of sports experts. Four of them, each one representing a different sport. So put on your thinking caps and get ready to have some tough questions whirled at you. And our first field is the field of baseball. And here to ask you a question about baseball is a longtime favorite from the Chicago Cubs, Andy Pafko. Come on in and let's play ball.
Okay, Mr. Kelly. Well, quiz kids, I'd like to test you on a baseball question. Who was recently voted the most valuable player? Pat?
Well, that was Phil Rizzuto in the American League, and I think it was Jim Constandi in the National League.
Very good, very good. And the next question. In the news recently was a listing of the Associated Press Big League All-Stars. Now I wonder whether you could name five of the 11 men listed and position they play. Joel?
Well, let's see. I believe Dropel was at first base and Robinson at second base and Rizzuto at shortstop. And let's see, Kell at third. And the outfield was, let's see, Kiner and Musial and DiMaggio. And let's see, Barrow was catching and Lemon and Spahn were pitching, I think.
That's very good. Well, you missed one question. He's a utility man. Who's voted the most valuable utility?
Goodman of the Boston.
Say, Joe really scored on that, didn't he, Andy?
Oh, he's perfect.
Yes, sir. Perfect day at bat, huh?
That's right. That's batting 1,000, I'd say.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Andy. Now then, kids, we turn next to football. Your next challenge comes from the famous Yale quarterback who was All-American in 1936 and 37, Mr. Clint Frank. Well, Clint, I hope the kids are ready to tackle your question.
Thank you, Joe. Here are some good, tough questions for you quiz kids about the outcome of some of this season's games. You are to get 2 out of 3 parts correct. First one. In this current year, what team won from Ohio State but lost to Texas? Pat.
Well, that would be SMU. They beat Ohio State 32-27, and then Texas beat them 23-20.
That's 100%. Fine going. Second question. What team defeated Columbia but lost to Army? Joel?
Well, that was Penn. They beat Columbia 34-0, and then they lost to Army, I think, 28-13.
Another one, 100%. Finally, what two teams defeated Iowa but lost to Michigan? What two teams defeated Iowa but lost to Michigan? Howard?
I believe one of them was Illinois.
Joel?
No. I believe Indiana beat them, and let's see, I think another one of those teams beat them. Indiana and somebody else.
It's the Midwestern school, I'll say that. No, I'm sorry, you're right on the Indiana, but Wisconsin was the other team that defeated Iowa but lost to Michigan. Thanks a lot.
All right, well, thanks very much, Clint. We can't get them all, you know. Now, next, we delve into that fast and fascinating game of basketball. And with us in our classroom, we have the center of the DePaul basketball team, Clem Pavlonis. Well, we're certainly glad to have you with us, Clem. And, folks, you folks here in the studio can see Clem, but if you folks out there listening in could only see him, he's... Clem, when you were on the first floor waiting for the elevator, did finally pick you up on the third floor? He's so tall.
It did, but I had to bend over twice.
Oh, you did, huh? You must be 6 feet...
About 7 inches tall.
Oh, fine, fine. Well, all right, Clem. Now, let's see how many baskets we can make with your questions.
Well, I have a really tough basketball question here, which concerns the Big Nine Conference. Who were last season's champions of the Big Nine Conference, Pat?
Well, Ohio State was the champion.
That's right. Well, who was champions the year before that? Joel?
I believe Illinois was.
You're right on that one. How about the year before that one? Joel?
Wisconsin?
Yes, sir. You really know them. How about the year before that? Joel?
Wasn't that Iowa?
I believe you're wrong. That was Michigan, wasn't it? The year before that.
Oh, wait a minute. We're a little mixed up here, Clem. After Illinois, it was Michigan, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then after Michigan, what?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, that's right. All right,
now. My own basketball.
Well, all right. You want to continue? You want to go
well,
along?
Well, how about the year before then?
Well, then we get into Iowa.
No, I'm sorry. That was Ohio State.
Ohio State. Well, all right. Thanks a lot, Clem. And now then, we turn to the glamorous sport of tennis. Listen to Howard Peterson. I'm in the mood for love, tennis. How do you like that? Well, that's pretty cute. And we have another very interesting guest in our classroom to ask this next question. He is the 1950 National Junior Tennis Champion, Hamilton, or Ham Richardson, cited by the chairman of the Davis Cup Selection Committee as the best tennis prospect in a quarter of a century. Well, it's certainly nice to see you up here in Chicago, Ham. Are you all set with your questions?
Yes, sir. Thanks, Mr. Kelly. I'm very glad to be here and get a chance to meet you and the Quiz Kids.
All right. Well, you know, Quiz Kid, since Ham is almost Quiz Kid age himself, he just turned 17, he has a question about other young athletes for you to identify. So go right ahead, Ham.
Well, this tennis star played her first match in 1920 at the age of 14. And in 15, she won the National Junior Championship for girls. At 16, and she won the National Women's Doubles Championship. At 17, she became the International Women's Champion of the United States. I have a little more information here, but I see you know it already. So, Pat?
Well, I think maybe it was Helen Wills, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right. Helen Wills Moody now, or Helen Wills Moody Rourke now, I believe. All right, here's another one. This young man won the junior and senior championships in Ecuador at the age of 16. He recently won... Give me a chance to finish. You recently won the United States Professional Men's Championship. Well, I have a hint for you even, but...
Joel? Would that be Pancho Segura?
That's right.
Well, say... Hamilton, I know you're in Chicago because of a special trip you're making in which you are devoting your whole time to the Diabetes Detection Drive sponsored by the American Diabetes Association. It is certainly one of the greatest projects in our country, and since this is important to everyone, I'd like to ask you to tell us more about it.
I'll be glad to, Mr. Kelly. As all of us know, diabetes can be a fatal disease. It ranks 8 among the diseases causing death, but fortunately it now has a control so that if a patient is treated early and competently, he can live an active, healthy life for a complete lifespan. About 10% of all diabetics are children and teenagers, and I want to help in making sure every boy and girl get treatments early. From my own experience, I know that it pays. I'm a diabetic, and yet I have a healthy, normal life and am able to enjoy and participate in sports. I urge all you parents to cooperate with schools and volunteer organizations in the program for detecting diabetes.
Well, thank you, Hamblin Richardson, for your very sincere message. We all wish you the very best of luck. Now we're going to turn the tables. The Quiz Kids will ask the questions, and you four sports experts will be on the spot. But first, here's a question for the ladies in our audience. On those occasions when hubby comes home after a hard day's work, cross and irritable, because he's suffering with a headache, what do you do?
Say, if you don't mind, Mr. Kelly, I think I can answer that better than my wife. You see, I know how miserable I feel on those occasions, and the little woman is pretty smart. She takes one look at me, and as I sink into my favorite easy chair, she says...
That's right. You rest, dear, and I'll be back in a minute.
I close my eyes and wonder just how a doggone headache can make a guy feel so no account and how it can zip right out of you. Well... While I'm cogitating on this, I hear the wife say...
Here you are, dear. Drink this.
And I open my eyes, and there it is. A glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer. Even feeling as miserable as I do, I manage to smile. I know I can depend on Alka-Seltzer to have me feeling shipshape in almost no time. And you see what I mean when I say the little woman's pretty smart. No fuss, no bother, just fix the old man a glass of Alka-Seltzer, and by the time dinner is over, she'll have me convinced that I can't wait another hour to finish painting the kitchen. Oh, I tell you, these women are great. And so is Alka-Seltzer.
No truer words were ever spoken. I'm going to call back our four guests and give you quiz kids a chance to turn the tables and ask them some questions. You may direct a question to any one of them and ask a question about any of the sports they represent. Who would like to start this off? Pat?
Well, Mr. Pavlonis, I wonder if you'd bend down to the microphone. And I'd like to know how the coming basketball season shapes up insofar as DePaul University is concerned.
Well, my personal opinion is a different thing than what we think we'll do, but I think we'll have a full season of all wins and no losses.
Well, that'll be great.
Although we should have a good team this year. It's really shaping up very well.
I sure hope so.
All right, now who's next? Howard?
Well, Andy, I'd like to know, in your career, what player plays gave you the biggest thrill?
Well, I think the biggest thrill I ever got was this past summer in Chicago and playing the All-Star game against the American Leaguers, and I made that great catch against Tommy Henrick of the New York Yankees and helped save the game for the National League team this year.
All right, Howard, I guess that takes care of your
yes.
question. And Joel?
Well, my question is directed at the tennis champion. I would like to know how much daily practice it really takes to become a player. Well, a good player, not quite as good as him.
Well, I like to get a couple hours of practice a day, about four or five times a week. If you play every day, you kind of lose your edge and you're not quite as keen. But a couple hours, four or five days a week, is plenty.
Sally Ann?
Well, I'd like to ask Andy Pafko my question. What does the catcher say when he whispers to the pitcher?
Well, he doesn't say too much. He just goes out there and tells the pitcher to just take it easy and relax, because when he usually goes out there, he's in a tight situation. So he just goes out there and tells him, well, just take it easy, we'll get out of this, and that's about all.
All right, Frankie has his hand up.
This is for the tennis player, and why does love mean nothing in tennis?
Well, I can give you a very scientific answer for it. The French word for egg is something like œuf or something. And they originally, and when they scored tennis, they draw the sign for zero, and it looks like an egg. And so they called it a goose egg or something, and the French word is œuf or love or something. And so the Englishman changed the word around a little bit and changed it from œuf to love, and so now they call it love and zero.
Well, now we haven't heard from our football star. Who has a good football question that they want to pose insofar as Clint Frank is concerned? Pat?
Well, we all know that Mr. Frank was a great quarterback, and nowadays we have lots of great quarterbacks, Johnny Blue Jack of the Bears and lots of others. Mr. Frank, what makes a great quarterback? What does he have to have?
He has to have everything Johnny Blue Jack has, I think is a pretty good answer. It's hard to put it down to any specific quality. He should, first of all, be brainy, generally be a good passer and a fair runner, but the most important requisite is to be able to call the right signals at the right time.
Sure is.
Well, say, this is a lot of fun, and look, we've got more hands up here. Sally Ann?
Well, I'd like to ask him what happened to Notre Dame this year.
John Carmichael of the Daily News has written four or five articles on that. I think it was generally a matter of not as good material this year as they have had in previous years.
All right, and Howard?
Well, I'd like to ask Mr. Frank, who do you think was the all-time greatest T-formation quarterback?
No, I think Johnny Lujack probably is certainly one of the greatest.
All right, Clint, and I think Joel has a question to ask.
Yes, I read a couple of years back about a quarterback at Missouri whose one of his principal assets was his brains. He always seemed to outsmart his opponents. So I was wondering, is there ever such a case where you get a quarterback who has very little brawn but is a good quarterback just because he outsmarts the opponent?
There are a number of cases such as that. I believe one comes to mind was Eddie LeBaron. I don't remember if Eddie LeBaron of the College of Pacific was a quarterback. I'm quite certain he was. And he was a little fellow, 150 pounds, and you may remember what he did in the All-Star game to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, let's see now. Little Frankie has his hand up again. How about it, Frankie?
Frank, do you know if little boys should start playing football in grammar school?
Well, I'd like to take this young Frankie home with me for first point. I think so, yes. I think it's a good thing to start early.
All right, and Howard.
Well, I'd like to ask the basketball champion, this year, which do you think is the best collegiate basketball team?
Well, from my own personal experience, I'd say CCNY will have the best team in the nation this year.
Thank you.
Okay, well, say, that was all very, very interesting, and I'm sure much obliged to you boys for coming up this afternoon. Everybody, I'm sure, enjoyed meeting you in person. Thanks so much. Well, now, kids, here's a question which comes from May Hall of Fitchburg, Massachusetts. Yeah, little Frankie dropped his hat there. If Mr. Outside told the Galloping Ghost to hurry up, what football personalities would these nicknames refer to? Patrick?
Well, Mr. Outside was Glenn Davis of Army.
Right.
And the Galloping Ghost, of course, was Red Grange.
Red Grange?
Of Illinois.
And?
What was the other one?
Hurry up.
Hurry up, Yost, Fielding Yost.
Fielding Yost, right, on all three counts. Now, let's see. Uh-oh, there's the bell. Yes. Well, of course, that means that class is over for today. And now, I have some exciting news about next week's Alka-Seltzer question session. But first, here's an important message for you mothers.
Yes, mothers, remember, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day ensures against vitamin deficiency. Lack of vitamins pulls you down, makes you feel dull and listless, often develops into vitamin deficiency disease. Take care of yourself and your family. See that every member takes one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. Be sure it's one-a-day brand in the blue package with the big one. The vitamins whose potency is guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Well, kids, as usual, you will each receive a $100 savings bond from the makers of Alka-Seltzer to help you with your future education. And again, I want to thank the gentleman who helped us out with our parade of sports experts this afternoon, and I hope we can do this again real soon. By the way, friends, next week the Quiz Kids will compete with five prominent members of Rotary International. Our board of Rotarians is especially outstanding. It includes the minister of the famous Chicago Temple, the First Methodist Church, the secretary of Rotary International, the director of the Chicago Crime Commission, a Rotary Foundation fellow from Argentina, and the treasurer of Rotary International. I know you don't want to miss this entertaining contest between the Quiz Kids and these representatives of Rotary International, so plan to be with us, won't you? Fine. So until next Sunday, this is Joe Kelly dismissing the Quiz Kids. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Listen to the Quiz Kids coast to coast every Sunday afternoon and see and hear Alka-Seltzer's Quiz Kids television show on NBC. Consult your local newspaper for time and station. This is Bob Murphy speaking.
Hear Theater Guild tonight and don't miss the big show today on NBC.